This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
FUBAR Radio, giving radio the finger.
Hello, I'm Vicky Stone, and this is the Friday night show on FUBAR Radio, and this is Anna Calvi, Suddenly.
Stand on the edge of sadness that I can't face. It tastes like I'm leaving. Suddenly I'm leaving all behind.
Stone, and this is the Friday night show on FUBAR Radio. And my guest tonight is the lovely London Hughes.
Hello.
Hi, London.
Hey, Vicky. Good to be here.
Thanks for coming in. How are you?
I'm really good. Really wet at the moment because of the rain and the
I'm glad
craziness.
That you put rain on the end of that. because that is an odd one. I know it's Friday night, but that is a cracking way to introduce yourself.
Yeah,
and if you don't know, London Hughes is a fabulous comedian and presenter extraordinaire.
Well, you know.
Just doing your thing,
eh? It's just life, you know. I'm just living it, do you know what I mean?
So how has your week been? Tell us. I'm going to ask you, what's your best and your worst part of the week this week?
Okay, the best part of my week this week is today I actually found out I've got a new ITV2 show.
Hey, how exciting.
Hey. It's all hush-hush, so I can't even reveal.
Details.
I'm sorry, guys.
I'm totally going to get the details off you when I play the next song.
Of course. We film it in March and it's out in autumn and it's so good. Vicky, it's so good.
Oh, how exciting.
So, yeah, and that's the best part. The worst part of my week is when my sister phoned me up, my 20-year-old sister, to tell me that she's a bit of a slag.
Your 20-year-old yeah. sister just phoned you out of the blue?
Yeah, and she was like, and I feel like I'm following in your footsteps.
What?
But we all had slaggy past, so we've all been there.
I think we all do. I certainly have a slaggy past.
Exactly. Well, I know you do have a I know about Edinburgh.
What? What Edinburgh? When? I've been in a relationship for 4 years. I'm just going to point this out now.
Okay, no, Vicky's not a slag. We're not slags anymore. But yeah, my sister just phoned me up to tell me, yeah, she likes sex. It's cool. Just wanted to know what
20.
I thought about it.
She's 20, that's fine.
Yeah, I cried a bit.
Did you? Why? Yeah, why did you cry?
Why? She's 20. It was horrible. I can't think of...
But then, you know, the thing is, right, what I don't like is I don't like how women, you know, blokes are player, women's a
yes,
slag.
Yes, 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 yes.
Like, I'm why
very
is it?
Yeah. Like, I'm very up for that because my body count is very high. And I
body count? That's like you've been killing
that's
people.
That's what they call it, a body count. It's quite high. Yeah, mine's quite high, but in a good way, not in a slaggy way. In
the best
possible way.
All right, okay. But yeah, I just think that it is a negative thing if a woman has loads of casual sex, and it's not.
Well, I feel like there's nothing wrong with it. As long as you're single and you're not hurting anyone, then, like, you're not cheating. Like sleeping with guys that have got girlfriends or wives and stuff. Do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, just get out of jamming as long as it's safe.
Exactly.
And you're having a good rinse afterwards.
I'm all for it.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Slag, hashtag.
Keep it clean. I was going to, you know, yep. some sort of rhyme there. Yep. Keep it mean, keep it clean.
Yeah.
That's the rules for any vagina maintenance.
Amazing.
So I suppose, as you say, the best and worst part of my week.
Yeah, tell me.
I think this is the best part of
Yay!
My week.
Amazing.
I'm really excited. I'm excited that you're here and I'm excited that we are on the air.
I'm glad to be here.
Fubar Radio.
I'm so happy.
Worst part of my week, my dog is ill.
Oh, what's his name again?
Bert.
What's wrong with him, babe?
I don't know. I mean, my dog's been quite ill. He's only two and he's had quite a lot of illnesses.
Yes.
And he's now got this thing where, because he had quite a major illness with loads of operations and stuff. And now, when he gets ill, he has this psychosomatic response to it and he starts, like, really over-dramatising any illness. So it's really hard to determine.
He's a bit of a diva.
Yeah, he's, like, properly, like, put on the shakes.
Really?
He doesn't actually have the shakes, but
he
puts on the shakes.
That. Is that what the vet
yeah,
said?
Yeah. So we took him to the vets yesterday at an expense of £50 for them to basically, like, take temperatures and all this stuff and go, yeah, there's basically nothing wrong with him. He's just a little bit under
Can
the weather.
Can they do that?
Yeah.
That's why I ain't getting a dog, Vicky, because I can't afford all that stuff. Do you know what
My
I mean?
Dog is an actor. That is where this
just
where
like
this is
his mummy.
Oh, yeah. It's Valentine's Day today.
Yay!
Have you done anything sexy?
Yeah. Are you doing anything sexy? How long have you been with your man?
Now, 4 years.
So do you celebrate Valentine's Day or was it just like a
Because we don't celebrate Valentine's Day. We don't go in for that commercial rubbish. That's what we both say in order to save ourselves.
Really?
The,
Well, I'd be pissed off if my man didn't do something for me on Valentine's
Day.
Oh,
no, but we do stuff, but I don't want plastic shit.
Okay.
I don't want a generic paper chase card with an owl
nope,
on it holding
yep,
a heart.
No. Nope.
I don't want that. I genuinely don't want that.
My thing is, if he's good to you all year round, then Valentine's Day is nothing. But if he's shit, then this is the best time to make up for it. So it's up to you to decide. Is he shit or is he cool?
He's cool. I mean, would you really want a shit man that is like
babe,
apart from one
there's
day?
There's many out there.
There are.
Many out there.
Yeah, there are.
I've met a few. But I'm actually seeing someone this
Oh, yeah.
night. But the thing is, I'm such an idiot, right? Because
okay.
the single woman in me was like, hey, guess what, London? You're going to be single on Valentine's Day, so why don't you book a comedy gig? Okay, yeah. I'll just book a comedy gig and tell jokes about my love life because my love life's a joke. But then I got a man. So now I can't really cancel because I want to get
is
money.
Is he coming to the gig?
Well, I don't think I should invite him because I'm going to diss men a lot in my set.
Has he seen you perform yet?
Nah. That's the thing.
But he's seen you on the telly, right?
Yeah.
Do you sit and watch it together?
Of course we do! He wakes me up in the morning to watch my show Scrambled, and we sit. One time we. Look, it's so awkward. I'm not even going to say what we do while I'm on telly.
Oh, no! No!
I'm not even going to say it. I'm not, because I work for ITV and I still want my job. So I'm not going to say what we do while I'm watching me on TV, but it's epic.
Wow. That's quite niche, I think.
Yes.
Whatever your suggestion,
well,
I can get an
idea. Well,
I've
never done it before, and it's only a few people can say that they've done it, so.
That's amazing. I, on the other hand, have not done anything suspicious whilst... I mean, obviously, I've watched myself on telly with my other half.
I watched you on TV over Christmas, your top half.
Yeah,
actually, please don't say you've done anything whilst you've been watching me
on
television.
I've been doing naughty things, Vicky.
Well, we are talking about Valentine's Day. We're talking about dating disasters. We want you to tweet in. You can tweet at FUBAR Radio, or you can tweet me at Vicky Stone. And what's your Twitter handle?
At The London Hughes. H-U-G-H-E-S.
The London Hughes.
The London Hughes.
The,
yes.
As if there's like...
There's others, apparently. That's why I had to put the in it, because some chick already took London Hughes.
What?
I know.
There's somebody else
yes
with the first name.